he is. He's back once again. Here he is. It's Shay.
Morning, Shay.
Good morning, John. How are we this morning?
We're okay here, and Happy New Year to you, of course.
And to you, and to all the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. I wonder when we actually stop saying Happy New Year, though. This is something that occurred to me last night. You know, we're a week into New Year. At what point do we stop saying Happy New Year? When do you reckon we should stop?
Well, I'd say it should stop, sometime next week, really.
Okay, so another few days. I suppose when you see somebody for the first time in the year, then you say Happy New Year.
If you haven't seen somebody for a couple of weeks, you can still sort of say Happy New Year, but I sort of begin the February, it should stop, really.
If you see somebody at the end of October for the first time in the year, do you say Happy New Year to them? You don't, do you? Strange.
No, I don't think it'd be a good idea.
No. Anyway, how's the first week of 2024 been for you then, Shay?
it's been really, really good. Been good. It was great to talk to you last night. I know you
We had a little phone conversation, didn't we,
We did, yeah. So it's been good. It's been, here, there and everywhere, really.
Oh, there you go. So so you haven't been to a kebab shop, but you've been to, you were talking about the Royal, which I thought was some palatial place that turned out to be a local chicken shop.
It is. It's a Kentucky Fried Chicken shop, but they do spicy chicken, they do chicken burgers, they do all that sort of thing, but it's, and you get a drink with it as well, which is, you get
meal
a
meal deal.
It's a deal. You know, you get a meal deal. And you get a drink with it, and you get a drink with it.
Okay, so you get
that's good.
So what did you go for? What was your order at the Royal Chicken place?
I go for the boneless chicken.
Okay,
so you get about 6 or 12 pieces.
Mm. Do you have it spicy or?
Oh yeah, I like to have it spicy. It's already spicily done, you know.
Oh, okay. So this is this is a whole new thing. Like, kebab shop, that's so last year. Nowadays, you're all about the Royal Chicken shop.
Yeah.
Okay. Brilliant. What drink do you go for?
I've got it right in front of me now. I go for a Diet Pepsi.
Oh, you still got it? You haven't drunk it yet?
No, I have. I'm gonna drink it soon. Oh. I like to let the fizz sort of settle.
So you drink flat Coke?
Flat Coke. Hi, Shay, by the way.
Yeah. Cold chicken for breakfast. I don't know.
I'm very good, Gene.
How are you? Good. What have you been up to then?
This and that.
This is a little bit vague. This and that. Wheeling and dealing.
Wheeling and dealing, ducking and diving.
I mean, I think Ashley would like the Royal Chicken Shop, though, Shay.
I like chicken, yes.
You do? Good. Have you ever been to Leatherhead before, Ashley?
I work in Leatherhead.
Do you?
Yeah, I work down by Thorncroft Manor.
We may have met then.
I don't go into the town centre much. Occasionally I might walk into town to get some sandwiches, but that's about as far as it goes, really.
I do walk around the town now and again, but you never know, I might bump into you one day.
You may well do, yeah. I'm there every day of the week, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Set up a lunch meeting.
Sounds good. Yep. The Royal Chicken Place.
The Royal Chicken Place.
The Royal Chicken Place, yeah.
Yeah. Spicy chicken and a Diet Coke. I mean, what's not to like, really?
Or Diet Pepsi.
That's nice. It's a little bit like when you go to Wetherspoons, you get to deal with it.
Where is it in Leatherhead, by the way, this place?
You cross the road, you go up.
Across the road.
You're going up to a radio station.
I know what it is. Yeah, North Street, yes.
You know what it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Near Lidl.
Yeah.
Near Lidl. All right. So is that before you get to the radio station?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, cool. I've got an idea where you are.
Are the Royal Chicken paying for this advertising? Or do we move on?
No. It's just location of where the place is. Yeah. That's all it is.
Right, there you go. So their sales are going to go through the roof and everyone's going to be asking. I want what Shay's having. Spicy chicken and a Diet Coke. Which you'll drink the next day when it's flat. Do you have cold chicken for breakfast as well?
My Coke's not quite flat yet, but if I talk to you long enough, it will be.
How long are you planning to be on the line for? I mean,
well, it's 10:13 now. You got another 46 minutes before the news at 11.
Yeah. You'll be off before then, Jay.
I've just drunk a little bit there on air. So.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, yeah. So what else has been happening then? You mentioned this and that, docking and diving, heading down the Royal Chicken Shop. What else have you been up to?
And I definitely haven't been on a kayak boat that Simon was on.
Yeah, he was.
River this is random. Simon joined us on a kayak. You go down the Royal Chicken Shop.
What's next? What is next?
I dread to think.
I better say good morning to Simon and wish him a happy new year. And to James and Mark and Mary and all the crew.
And John.
Know. Yeah.
Mick.
And John.
Gary.
John and Ashley.
Thank you.
Fred.
Fred.
Mary. Joseph.
Wilma.
Anyway, then what are you up to for the coming days then, Shay? What's going on in your world?
Well, today I'm going for my usual roast down the Runnett Horse Pub.
Nice.
I'll be going down there this afternoon.
Nice.
So, yeah, for a lovely roast dinner. First one of the year.
I'm going to be walking around Noonan's Corner later this afternoon.
Oh.
I'm going up to Noonan's Corner down in Clandon, West Clandon, and going up to Martha's Hill.
Right.
So that should be interesting, and I'll be down at the Noonan's Corner eating food, no doubt, from the little restaurant, little cafe there.
Oh, you can compare notes.
Okay. But they won't be doing any roast, unfortunately.
That's a shame. Well, I'm going to Costco with a friend later to buy big boxes of stuff. I don't know what, but I'll find something to buy. I'm sure.
You'll find some. I'm sure you will. Yeah.
All right, okay, you're doing that today, John.
Yeah, again. I'll find that box of cereal that's as tall as I am and the teddy bear that's like double my height. You know, 12-foot teddies or something.
12-foot teddies? Was it a chocolate one?
No, it's not, yeah. Right. Anyway, and you've had some sort of positive start to New Year. We know you do a radio show on Surrey Hills Radio, but you've just started a brand new show over there.
Free advertising.
Yes, tell me about that then, Shay.
Yeah, I've started a brand new show. I'm starting... I start from 10 a.m. through until 12 midday, and it's a very mixture of stuff.
What days is then? What days is on show?
On a Friday.
Oh, a Friday. Okay.
Every Friday, every single Friday.
Well, I'll try and tune into that one.
Back through the years with Shay, and you get to play loads of oldies and stuff like that.
I'm gonna get played loads of oldies. This coming Friday, I've got some 80s to play.
Oh,
I like my 80s.
I know John likes a bit of 80s.
I do like this. Shay, if I was to slip you my album of me singing in the shower, do you think that could make an appearance on your radio show?
Oh, that's asking.
Shall we hear it?
Yeah.
Take a look out of the sky, it's real, and if you don't believe what I say, just feel. I'm gonna look her up in a trunk, so no big hunk can steal her away from me.
Don't give up the day, John.
Would that make an appearance on your radio show, Shay?
I don't know. I want other people to give the answer.
Yeah, okay, you know. You're trying to be diplomatic. Okay, there we go. Okay, yeah. Sort of Andrew's got it right, though. Yeah.
You've got to let other people give the answer because it's all for a bit of fun, you know?
It is.
That's the way I look at it.
Anyway, good to talk to you, Shay. Enjoy your Sunday roast and enjoy many happy trips down the Royal Chicken Shop. Spicy chicken and diet.
North Street, Leatherhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If there's a big queue in there later, you know, make sure everyone knows and that we talked about it on Radio Woking.
And make
morning.
Sure they pass me the commission, of course.
I'm thinking, if we mention their name enough, they might get somebody on a motorbike to deliver some chicken to us here at Radio Woking. What do you reckon?
Nice.
Well, it'd be a bit of a distance. No,
it
won't be that far.
It'd be cold by the time it gets here.
Anyway,
the M25, you know. Stone cold. Coke could be flat.
Speaking of which, John, I ordered an Uber Eats last night. And when it got to me, eventually, it was cold.
Okay.
Not good.
No. Before we go, John, I've just got to let people know it's going to be cold within the next couple of days, so please warm yourselves up.
Yep.
There you go. That's the weather according to Shay. Thank you, Shay.
Thank you, Shay.
That's the weatherman now.
There you go. You're after Simon's job.
I'll check with Simon if I were you.
Shay,
Simon would know anyway, so.
We'll have a chat to you soon, Shay. Enjoy your rest of your Sunday, won't you?
All right, thanks very much, John.
Have a good one.
See you later. Bye, Shay.
Online and on DAB Digital Radio, this is Radio Woking.